The organization Shelters of Saratoga is seeking to build a permanent home for its Code Blue program on its property on Walworth Street on the city's west side. Several neighbors are not happy with the proposal. But Saratoga Springs Zoning Board of Appeals Chair Bill Moore explained that Monday night's hearing was not over whether the shelter should be built.
It's not a consideration of the variances. This is not a consideration whether it should be built or not built. It's strictly about the interpretation of whether it's classified correctly as a rooming house.
Here's a timeline of what led up to the meeting. The Code Blue program was established after the freezing death of a homeless city woman in 2013. Shelters, a case-managed facility, has been running Code Blue since 2015 in a variety of temporary locations. In January 2016, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed an executive order directing emergency shelters to open their doors on nights at or below 32 degrees. The project to build the permanent Code Blue shelter began in February 2017, when it was announced that a donation from the Mitzen family would support such a center. In April, the city's Zoning Board of Appeals granted area variance relief for the two-story project. In June, neighbors opposed to the project filed an appeal of interpretation. About 3 weeks later, the ZBA dismissed the appeal as untimely. In July, the city's planning board gave approval to the project, and in October, the New York State Supreme Court said the appeal from June was timely. That brings us to Monday night. Attorney Claudia Bramer, representing the appellants, argued that the planned Code Blue Center should be classified as an institution and therefore should not be permitted at its planned location under the city's zoning laws.
The facility is not built for and not intended to be used for anything other than overnight stays as needed when the weather is cold. As such, the large institutional rooms designed to house several dozen people can hardly be classified as a neighborhood rooming house.
Arguments were posed about the length of stay, compensation, and hours of operation. Attorney Libby Carino, representing Shelters of Saratoga, said the city building inspector, Stephen Shaw, was correct when he determined the facility to be a neighborhood rooming house.
We're asking the board to take a look at what Mr. Shaw knew when he made the interpretation. And whether that's was it reasonable? Not whether it was strict, because that's not the standard.
After the attorneys presented their arguments, several Saratogians made their points to the zoning board. Those speakers were instructed to comment specifically on the interpretation of the Code Blue shelter. That did not stop residents from making personal appeals. Neighbor David Railsbeck said calling the planned building a neighborhood rooming house was a stretch.
Trying to raise a family in the neighborhood, I think it's going to make it challenging.
Beth Delarocco questioned why the city would be dropping another shelter in the neighborhood.
We're talking about mentally unstable people. We're talking about drug addicted people. We're talking about people who are using drugs and alcohol on a regular basis. This is not vacationers' transit. This is a whole different kind of transit.
But supporter Kelvin Davis briefly told a part of his life story, explaining how Shelters of Saratoga changed him.
I came home from doing 24 years in prison, and I didn't want to go to the Shelters of Saratoga, and he sent me there, and they changed my life. I have 3 jobs. I have a home, 2 cars, 2 bank accounts, and I became a monitor working there, and I became a supervisor in Code Blue. This is what can happen, people, when you reach out to somebody. I'm a living testimony. Thank you.
The Zoning Board of Appeals did not vote on the interpretation Monday. The next regularly scheduled meeting is January 8th. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.